Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Having worked in the Philippines for an extended period, U.S. Wheat Associates has established a 60-year presence, fostering a strong relationship between farmers, representatives of U.S. Wheat Associates, and the flour milling industry. Vice President of Communications Steve Mercer discusses the current issue of anti-dumping in the Philippines.
Many years ago, all of a sudden, flour was being imported from Turkey. And the industry there dug into that and identified the fact that that flour was being imported, sold to bakers in the Philippines at a cost below the cost of imported wheat that wasn't even processed yet. So clearly, the very definition really of dumping a product, because that was processed, but it was still cheaper than raw wheat.
The U.S. Wheat Associates aided in identifying data and information to support the case for anti-dumping duties to the Philippine government.
Fortunately, at the time, government agreed, and that protected as much as 200,000 metric tons of U.S. wheat that was coming into the market at the time. Now, those duties needed to be re-examined. U.S. wheat helped the industry make the case to keep those duties on. And then again, just in December.
U.S. Wheat Associates, Steve Mercer.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.